CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofits. In this edition, we are talking with Al Lemieux, senior designer here at CyberWorks. Al recently wrote an article, 10 Tips for Using Graphics in E-Learning, and I thought we might get some tips from him on the subject. Hi, Al. How have you been?
Great, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, let's get to it. I'm sure that most of us are thinking, of course you use graphics in e-learning. How hard could that be? Just pick an image or a picture that is appropriate and put it in there. But after reading your article, it seems like it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, some people think that it's okay to just pick whatever and just throw it in there just to kind of beef up a course. But really, the article talks a lot about how to be selective in terms of choosing appropriate imagery, how the imagery flows with the rest of the course, the importance and the weight of those images. So there's a lot in the article that talks about selecting the right type of images and using the right type of imagery for a specific purpose within a course.
Okay, well that sounds great. All right, let's talk about some of those tips you mentioned in your article. Give us the highlights or the important things to consider in terms of size when graphics are used in e-learning.
Well, in terms of size, you want to have the best performance for your course, and therefore you're going to make sure that all of your graphics are compressed. The article talks about the different types of compression schemes that are available and what type of images should be compressed in specific ways. So there's a lot of tips in there about which packages to use and what type of programs that you should use and what type of compression schemes that should be appropriate for each type of image.
Okay, that sounds good. What about hierarchy when it comes to graphics in e-learning?
Hierarchy is in terms of the importance of an image in relationship to the rest of the course. Sometimes you may have multiple images on a page, but one of those images may be more important than another, like let's say for example a figure that's explaining something within a particular lesson, or you may have a chart that needs to be more important than the rest of the graphics. So hierarchy determines the importance of those particular graphics as they appear on the page.
Okay, sounds good. And you touched on this a little, but one of your tips, you mentioned appropriate imagery. Could you go a little deeper into that?
Yeah, another thing that the article talks about is where you can find images. A lot of people now, with the introduction of images on Google and some of the other places where you can find images like Flickr, they're just finding any type of imagery anywhere and using those. And sometimes that's appropriate and sometimes it's not. And we talk a little bit about copyright protection in the article as well.
Okay, that all sounds great. Well, Al, this sounds like really great information, but I'm going to stop here because I know you want people to read your article. Al's original article can be found in the CyberWorks Media Center on the CyberWorks website. Al, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about our topic today before we close out our time together?
Well, the article is a bevy of information, so definitely download it and take a peek.
Okay, sounds great. Good to see you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mary Kay.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today on tips for using graphics in e-learning with Al Lemieux, senior designer here at CyberWorks, on our e-learning podcast series. Have a great day.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.